Hello and welcome back.
Hello and welcome back
to another episode. This is the 28th of December.
How was your Christmas? Oh, we should probably introduce him first, shouldn't we?
Yeah, well, you're asking him. I thought you were asking the audience.
Oh, yeah. How was your Christmas?
Put in the comments how your Christmas was.
That's exciting. What did you get for your Christmas day? Today, we have a special guest.
Who are you?
Hello. My name's Arthur.
Wow.
Arthur TV.
That's him.
That's the one.
What do you do? Where have you been?
He's just mates with Chris MD.
I do YouTube videos mainly.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Do YouTube videos for
YouTube.
No, with name some people. Chris MD.
George Clarkey, Chris MD.
Yeah.
Arthur Hill from time to time.
All of it.
Arthur Hill.
How long have you been doing YouTube?
4 years now, I think. Three or four years.
I thought it was longer than that.
Do you want to know something crazy though?
Yeah.
So I used to watch these videos, right? It was like these airline videos, and I literally binged all of them. Okay. And these were like years ago.
Hmm.
And only recently I realized it was him.
Airline videos?
Yeah.
What airline videos?
Airline freakouts.
Oh, what, you uploaded people freaking out on airlines?
Essentially, yeah. There was this show like 20 years ago on ITV.
Yeah.
Started in like 1999, around till 2008, where they basically just followed with a camera crew, like EasyJet's front desk. And like 45 or 50 minutes of the episodes were boring as hell. Mm. But every episode, there was like a 2 minute timer, like someone would rock up too late to check in and just lose their mind, like freaking out at the front desk.
What a niche thing
funny.
To...
And I was like, good. Oh, imagine... like all of these like 2 minute fun bits in one like 15 minute just freak out rather than like
just one.
Yeah. And then
genius.
You know, you follow He's some genius. Dad to Mallorca with his son playing golf for half an hour and you're like boring.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
And if you've ever seen the full episodes, but they're so dull.
Yeah, they are dull. Yeah, yeah. But the freak outs are the fun bit because it would just like follow the lives of people in the airport, but then there'd be these little snippets of people going mental.
They always go mental in these episodes then?
I would just wait for there to be a freak out, clip it, and then I put it to, but like I add a bit of commentary over the top and just be like, ha, what an idiot.
With your face
turn up early next time, loser, and that'd be it.
His face wasn't in it. That's why I didn't realise. And then I was like, that voice, because I went back and re-watched him. Again.
Come on.
And then I
thought, you're giving him fucking loads of money here. This is all your.
Was that your first like big
videos? It was weird. It was like literally the first like commentary video. Like I had done a few like text to speech videos on YouTube before to like get the base of an audience. But
what do you mean text to speech?
So like, oh, this is so niche, but do you know a guy called Cowbelly? He has like a little subs, but he basically just shows like memes, like funny tweets or whatever, has a text-to-speech guy read him out, and he bags like $500,000 every single day.
Whoa.
And I was like, this guy must be making stupid money. So I tried it, and it got to me like 1K subs, and I was just kind of dead. It was getting like 2K views per video. So I decided to be like, oh, make this like, I watched Airline, and I was like, oh, this would be a really funny video idea. And I posted it on the r/public freakout subreddit and it got front page and it got me like 4 or 5 mil views on the first video.
What?
I got like 30K subs on YouTube.
And you were on 1K at that point.
Yeah, literally like it overnight just started the YouTube thing.
Look and at from you now. Then,
yeah, it was like every time I needed a video where I was like, oh shit, my views are down. And I was just like,
I'll go bang one
out. Bang another airline compilation out. I ended up doing 19.
Yeah, you 19?
Yeah, 19 in total.
Years old.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
There were 19 episodes of Airline Freakout. Compilations that I got together.
And how old are you now?
I'm 27.
Fuck. Are you?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Did you not know that?
I thought you were like 23, mate.
Yeah, everyone says this.
12.
Before I started growing my beard, everyone was like, you're 17, 18. And I'm like, I need to do something about this appearance.
You're older than you.
How old are you? I'm 26. I'm not that old.
Damn. Hey, why are you? That's older than you.
Yeah, he's older than me. Yeah, I suppose.
How old are you?
Well, guess.
Have a guess.
22?
No, no.
What?
Right.
What?
No, I was going to say, don't base it off of what we've
just
said.
Yeah, well, exactly. The reaction. Yeah.
Base it on our mental capability.
Oh, 8?
Wow. Who do you think's more stupid?
Oh.
I
don't know if I have anything to gauge it off, really.
Yeah.
Because a lot of your videos you act in.
Exactly.
Mm.
You seem more stupid.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
Well, go on.
You say words a little bit funny sometimes.
He calls monster energy drinks Munster.
Okay. So does Rihanna.
Right. You're not Barbadian though.
She's not Barbadian. She's American.
No, she's
yeah, but she speaks American.
Yeah, true. But she's Barbados.
No, what do you mean? Well, I like Barbadian.
Don't be racist here, Jack.
I like Barbadian people.
What, it was the tone you said it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know she was Barbadian. What is Barbadian?
Barbados.
Is that the actual word as well?
Yeah. No, it's Barjan.
Okay, right.
It's Bayesian.
Right, so now you know who's more stupid. He said Barbadian.
To be fair, I didn't know that either. Did you?
Yeah.
Barbarian.
Bayesian.
Bayesian, yeah. So yeah. You didn't even know.
Who is, out of curiosity then, the smarter out of you two?
Well, me.
No, honestly though, I am.
Well, give us a general knowledge question off the top of your head. I know this is hard.
Give us some questions.
Ooh, okay.
Try and make it smart as well.
Okay, what would be...
What facts do you know? And then be like, and then turn it into a question.
Mm.
Okay.
This is very on the spot.
Yeah, that's very on the spot.
Unless we get the producer to get some up.
Actually... Yeah. Are you smart? Do you think you're smart?
Not really.
Mm. We should do...
We'll do a test.
Let's do an IQ test on the Low IQ podcast.
Against all three of us.
Those things never work.
No, do general knowledge quiz. General knowledge quiz. First one to get them. How are we going to read out the questions for the Spotify listeners?
I'll read it out.
Mm.
What?
I think Arthur should to determine who's smart.
Yeah, but we need to see if he's stupid as well. Oh, no, look. Yeah, look. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. I can't really read this.
I'll do it. Which by population is Australia's largest city? Is it Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, or Sydney?
I know that.
Do you?
Yeah. Wait, well, get it in your head. Everyone get it in your head.
It's in my head already when you read it.
Sydney's not that big.
Sydney is a throwy offy one.
Yeah, well, don't say that because you give him the answer.
You just said it's not that big.
I've got mine.
Okay. What does it, Melbourne, Brisbane? Okay, yeah.
Go on,
you start us off. You're the most confident.
Go on,
Brisbane.
I'd say Brisbane as well.
Yeah, I was going to say Brisbane.
No, fuck off. Cheating bastard. You are a fuck.
Geography is definitely not my strong suit.
I got an A star in
geography. I probably would have said Sydney.
We find out at the end. All right, so we're going to go Brisbane. Where in the body are white blood cells? Oh, this is piece of piss.
Yep.
Where in the body are white blood... Where in the body are white blood cells produced? The kidneys, the liver, the bone marrow, or the hypothalamus?
Okay. I'd say we go 3, 2, 1, say answers.
Okay.
Or 3, 2, 1, put fingers up for which answer you go.
Oh, yeah. But that's ridiculous. And Spotify has no idea what anything
is. Oh, yeah. So let's just say the answer.
Okay, say the answer.
Wait, let me think about this. We're talking about the white blood cells here.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about the red. We're talking about the white. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Bone marrow.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Hypothalamus.
We're not going to do all of these, by the way. It's very boring if we do. Let's do two more.
Decay. Yeah.
I feel like the band stuff isn't general knowledge. Who's alive in 1968?
No, I know Magic Bus.
Which band released the single Magic Bus in 1968?
Yeah, Rolling Stones, Cream, The Kinks, The Who.
Right. I'm not going to discuss, although we probably should to make it less
boring.
I've never
even heard of The Kinks.
You've never heard of The Kinks? You're 27, mate.
What's a good Kinks song?
You fucking hell.
Loads of them. There's loads.
All of them, mate.
There's one like fucking that goes... That's one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Well, I don't think The Kinks and The Who...
You know The Rolling Stones?
Yeah, and I know the other three, obviously, Cream, The Who.
I don't know
Cream.
The
Who are one of my favourite bands.
Who's Cream?
Huh?
Who's Cream?
Did they do the...
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they do? He says he's not...
You don't know.
They're in Guitar Hero 3.
Okay. So you don't know them.
And I know... Tell you what, if you gave me... Because then you'd have to know the other ones.
No.
There's one song. Is it the...
Oh, is that them?
No, that's the Little Meerkats.
What are you talking
about?
That's not the one he's talking about.
The Alvin and Chipmunks do covers.
Yeah.
Sunshine of Your Love, was that Cream?
It doesn't matter. Let's answer the question, right? I'm going to go with... Well, let's go 3, 2, 1, the Rolling Kings. Stones.
Oh, no, ooh. He knows The Who.
I don't know.
Sorry. You just said they're your favourite band
ever. Yes, but if he does, then that makes
no,
him...
No, one of their songs, there's a song called The Seeker. Right. One of my favourite songs.
Doesn't matter if he knows the answer.
I don't know the rest of them.
What does it matter if he knows the answer? What do you mean? Why are you calling him out for knowing the answer if he knew it?
No, I just said, do you know that they do that?
And, well, clearly, well, if he did, it doesn't matter. What the hell do you mean?
What are you saying?
I'm saying.
I don't know, you're confusing me.
Anyway.
Okay, so I said the Kinks, you said the Creams, you said the Who.
The Creams. Okay. Not the Who.
Anyway, let's just do one more and then move on. In French cuisine, a roux is made out of the butter and what?
Oh, a piece of piss, mate. I was just in France yesterday.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You should know this.
Made out of butter. Yep. Easy.
Three, two, one.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Okay, three, two, sugar. Sugar.
Oh, I was going to say flour, so fine.
Butter and flour, that's just... How can you eat butter and flour? That's just dough.
Yeah, but butter and sugar is just butter and sugar.
No,
butter
it's
and
not.
Sugar, roux. What did I make the other day? I swear I made a roux the other day. That's why I'm thinking.
Oh, wait, is roux... Oh, wait, a carbonara is butter and eggs.
That's not the question, though,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, roux might be French for carbonara.
Anyway, right. Tick
it, and let's go sugar. To the answers tick now.
Sugar. I feel like I've just picked one that no one picked.
Yeah, okay. Go on. I hope it says the answer.
I feel like these aren't the kind of general knowledge that...
No.
These are like more pub quizzy general knowledge.
Yeah,
these are do you feel like you know like normal things like...
Yeah. I know things that matter.
Well, go on, Arthur, go on.
How old is the universe?
I know. Do you
Let
know?
Me just say something. Go subjective, on. Depending.
Not if subjective.
In, well, if you believe in God, you believe it's 2,000 years old.
Or if you believe in science,
2,000. You think Jesus was
sorry,
came along
sorry,
when the universe
sorry,
began?
Hold, yeah. What?
I don't know what's going
BC,
on.
BC AD.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
So 2,000 years ago, and Jesus came. Was that the start of the universe? To some
oh yeah,
people?
No, that's not what the Bible says.
Well, what is AC?
I think the
AD
Bible says then? It's 5,000 years old, but it's actually.
Hold up a minute. So why would the days
when,
work like that?
Because Jesus was born.
Yes.
Yeah, 2000 it's relative and, to Jesus, but so obviously, like you have
but
BC.
Jesus is God.
Jesus is not God.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is God's son, mate.
Yes,
Jesus,
but it's called the Holy Trinity.
This is a really, I mean, a lot of Christians don't believe in the Trinity. A lot do. This is a hotly debated
subject.
Well,
they wrote it,
didn't
they? Christians don't believe in their own book.
Well, some people don't believe that. Well, he doesn't ever outright say, I'm God, but there's lots of times where he implies it.
So he's just a liar.
So he says, like, I and the Father are one. And it's like, but then you could, so a lot of people mean that's, you know, he's the same one. But then also he's like, oh, I will make you one with the Father to other people who are becoming Christians
Vader.
And stuff.
Yeah, I will make you one with the Father.
Who was he the third one to? Joseph.
In the
what
Trinity.
Yeah.
So there's God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So
who's
the Holy Spirit?
Who's the Spirit then?
So the Holy Spirit is... What do you mean who? It's just the...
What?
Well, why do they refer to it?
So it's God, Jesus, and who's the Spirit?
Yeah,
well, the ghost.
The who? Ghost. What do you mean? It was not a person.
So yeah,
like, the spirit is like its own
the
entity.
Spirit, then?
Well, also God, but separate.
So he's just
so he's the Spirit,
bigging himself up three times.
Kind of.
So no one.
Me, sees... me, and me.
Me, me. Narcissist.
Yeah.
God's not a narcissist.
But either way, even in Christianity, there were definitely a lot of people that came. I mean, Abraham, Noah. Noah was like lived to what 900?
Noah built the ark.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was Noah's... Abraham.
No, Noah, Abraham. They're both prophets in Christianity.
Right. Okay,
what
right.
the hell is this? So Abraham and Noah built the boat.
No, just Noah built the boat.
So what's Abraham doing?
Well, Abraham had his own relationship with
his
God,
own?
Didn't he?
What was
he almost sacrificed
okay.
his son for
his
God, and God was like, oh, hold on.
What was he doing with God? Huh? Cheeky.
Just, you know.
Just chilling.
Chatting away, learning things.
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
Why do you know so fucking much?
Or that's a good question.
Educated,
I don't know. I find religion really interesting.
Do you find Buddhists interesting? Because I do.
Buddhists as people?
No.
Or Buddhism?
Religion.
Buddha.
Yeah, I do.
Religion.
I think I obviously know more about Abrahamic religions because we're more surrounded by it. Like I have a lot of Christian and Muslim friends.
Sure.
So like would know a lot more about that than Buddhists.
Let me answer your you? Question.
Go
oh,
on.
Go on. No, he's not religious.
You're not, I thought you were going to say because you're a Buddhist or something.
No. I read a book the other day called The Monk Who Stole My Who Sold His Ferrari.
Oh.
Right.
Just
so I don't know whether monks, I don't think monks are Buddhists.
There is a Buddhist guy who's scientifically the happiest guy ever.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? They sort of like did a scan of his brain chemistry. He sort of went up to the mountains and
yeah, but
meditated for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And his brain was just filled with happy
boring,
chemicals.
Really.
Yeah, and also his brain had the age of like a child.
Was this guy mentally ill?
No. Well, I guess you could say that, but in a good way.
Because, well...
Oh, not that mentally...
I'm not even going to go into that.
Right. So the Earth
So it's 6,000 if you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Like true to the Bible. That's if you like calculate roughly and go back, oh, this person was this old. So you get to about 6,000
years. So he just, did he make the universe or the world?
Well, God.
God made it in seven days.
Yeah.
God but where did he come from?
Well, that's just, he was that's just a big always part of there. The debate.
See, that doesn't
so
make
a lot
any
of
sense.
People say like, oh, the universe had to have a beginning, and for it, something to have a beginning, it needs a creator.
But
then you get infinite regression.
But then
to counter that, you get some special pleading. So people say God is outside of space and time. So he's a timeless, unchanging being.
But he
can create the universe.
But then that also brings me to the point that even science, there can't be a beginning of anything.
Yeah, well there's the thing. So obviously with the Big Bang, we know that the universe rapidly expanded, but we don't know what happened just before then.
That's what I'm saying. So there must have been something to cause the Big Bang, and what caused those things to cause the Big Bang?
Well, that's the big question. That's the whole question.
But also, some physicists don't think that it was caused or it ever began. Some people think, some physicists, it always existed.
But how can something last and be there forever?
And how can it exist without being like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't have, what is nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing is nothing.
What's infinity?
But
what's all of it, man?
Infinity.
Let me answer the fucking world question.
Oh, sorry. So how old is the universe?
It's 4.6 billion. 100%.
4.6 billion? And what was yours?
4.6 billion.
No, it won't. What was you going to say?
Well, yeah, a few bills.
Fuck's sake. A few bills. But it is, isn't it?
That's roughly the Earth. No, so the universe is 13.8, but the Earth is...
The Earth.
How is the Earth 13.8, but the universe is...
No, other way around.
Oh, so you didn't know.
No, that's what he said.
The universe is 13.8. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I find it weird how... you know what we say, what is nothing?
Yeah.
When you were... But if your mum and dad didn't shag.
Yeah.
Shut up a minute. Don't interrupt me.
I'm not even going to.
All right.
They did a lot as well. I'm one of nine kids.
You're oh my God. Nine kids.
Yeah.
In your
don't know why I just said that. Yeah, my mum and dad.
Yeah, they shagged a lot. Yeah,
come
How
on.
Old are your mum and dad, if you don't mind me asking?
50s.
And you're 27. 50s.
Yeah, so they were like 21, 22
when
they had
me. How old was the
youngest? Oh, 6 years old.
Six?
So whilst you were at your house, your parents were still...
Shagging away for nine
so
more
were
times.
Most of, I mean, you were at home for 18 years. Your parents shagged once in those 18 years.
No, because my mum's been single.
I know, your mum shagged.
We've been around there a few times, Jack.
His mum is... She doesn't do any of that.
She's basically a virgin.
She's reformed.
I hope.
But Christian.
Does she ever
she's not
have
Christian.
Guys around the house?
Never has guys around the house.
That you know of.
No, I'm always there.
No.
Arthur, how many kids did your mum pop out before you got popped out?
So I was the third.
Arthur the third.
But the first male.
Nice.
Not
breaking
that
the chain. So the first male bragging about it.
Yeah. So you have loads of sisters.
Yeah.
Are they fit?
Well,
they're six, mate. So that's not
well,
just
all
told
of them. Well, all eight are six, are they?
Eight kids.
Jesus. What do you feel about having 9, 8 siblings?
I love it, especially around Christmas time. It's like the best thing ever because obviously, not to spoil it, if any of your viewers still believe in Santa, I personally don't, personal choice. Believe whatever you
how
want.
How young do you think our viewers are? I think they're 4 years old.
But like, so we were kind of in two batches. So my dad actually had two partners. He had my mum and then my stepmom.
Two batches of sperm.
So two batches of kids. So all of our older ones, like the siblings around my age, all grew up. And then Christmas gets a bit less magic at home. And then the kids are born. Oh. And then it's like, oh my God, Santa's been. Lay out the mince pie and milk cream. It's so nice. So Christmas time is like the best time
full
to have younger siblings.
Did any of them come out like wrong? In the sense that like there's like a really naughty ones.
Oh, that
no,
kind
you
of wrong.
Did not mean that.
What did I mean?
Did they come out?
I was
going
to say one was born with a defective heart. So.
No, I didn't mean
that.
There
you go, Jack,
that.
You insensitive
I
bastard.
I meant like wrong, like a naughty.
No, no one ever said that.
Wrong
that.
Wrong, like no, no.
No, but it's
wrong,
a genuine question.
No, wrong as in like different to you. Like, because you know.
They're all different to me.
No, because what I'm saying, the point I'm getting at here is does your mum and, okay, just listen.
I am.
So this is a whole debate of like social or parenting or genes.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So nature like, versus nurture.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
So are any of them different to like each other or are you all pretty much the same?
Yeah, we're all really different to be fair. Like really? I'm so bad with like art, that kind of stuff, like creative stuff. I'm really not good at like, goodness knows how I became a YouTuber. But one of my sisters, actually both my, well, two of my how many sisters I've got. I'm like really good at art, but then I'm quite like sciencey and mathsy, and they're not into it at all. Nerdy.
So that kind of disproves this whole thing, because I was talking about this with someone the other day about how serial killers come from like nice mums and dads.
Do they?
No, they don't. Jeffrey Dahmer did, and he
Jeffrey Dahmer's dad had the thing where he was like, I have an urge to kill.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
whether that was a fake thing for the Netflix talking about, but the dad was like, don't worry, son, like I actually get it.
We're
like,
all the same.
I feel like everyone, I grew up with these urges to murder.
Everyone has an urge to kill.
I'm not sure I've ever had an urge to kill anyone.
No. Really? I'm not really, I don't really agree.
No, I got to get the head off now, guys.
Yeah. No, you know when you get like a, you're like, oh, I could just fucking twat you one.
Yeah, but not kill them, Jack.
Yeah.
No, okay, if someone cuts in front of you, you're just like, oh, imagine I could just fucking rail you off the road.
That's fucking rail. Jack, you thought no. You were going to finish there.
Jack, I don't think
no,
about
that's
killing
mental.
Them. No,
yeah, not
that's...
killing. I don't think about killing
well,
them.
Well, you just but... said you did. Okay, you did. It's all right, weird because you just said
no,
you did.
No, I don't get that either. This is what I'm saying.
To be fair, I mean, you know, assuming you're... Oh, you said you weren't a Christian. If you believe in evolution, we're all apes. Well, we're all apes regardless.
Fucking kill me.
Jeez.
That's what I mean.
So we all...
fucking hell. Get out.
So it wasn't long ago that we were all just killing other people of our own species
true,
with our
yeah.
bare hands.
Well,
so.
Let me tell you something.
Go on. Well, yeah.
In like the same year Star Wars came out, French people were still chopping each other's heads off.
They were.
That's
you mentioned that.
Mad.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Also, I thought, actually, yeah, back in Viking days... when they didn't have any like policing and stuff, think how many people got like murdered, fucking kidnapped.
Bleep that word.
Mm.
Do you have to bleep that word?
Probably.
What?
Wait. That's such a bad out of context clip. Great word. No, I'm making it worse, aren't I? That was a joke about the joke. It's not funny.
It's not funny
at all. That. Not funny.
But yeah, like back in the day, like Genghis Khan when he was roaming about. And
oh my goodness!
All that
yeah.
shit, jumping.
We are all related. Is it one no. third of the population are related to Genghis Khan?
I think it's 5%.
I thought it was 5%.
No, yeah. I think it's more than that.
No, I was thinking it was start 5%. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're just sheeping this.
What, that is how, mental.
We are all related.
He must have fucked so many girls.
I know.
People.
That, so many girls.
Yeah.
Non-consensually, so don't do that.
Do not do that.
Thank do not God. Do that. We do not promote.
Have you guys got any weird sort of, have you ever done any family history? And like, oh, I'm related to 0.5%.
Oh, that's nothing then. I'm probably related to, I probably fucked. You know what I mean?
This could also be wrong because it's on the... Oh, you go.
0.5%. So how many people... There's like eight bills.
So one in 200.
One in 200 really? People are related to one.
Well, it's 0.5.
No, no, it's not. 8 billion. Wait, shut up a minute. 1% of 8 billion is 8,000. So half of that is 4,000.
I just said it's one in 200. That's all I said.
That's all I said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got two quick facts.
Go on.
Okay. Just remember me blind bleep about blind people. Remember that.
Did you say it now?
No, I can't. I've got another fact. So this little girl did a study.
Girls again.
No, she was at school. Right. This is no.
It doesn't make it better.
No. No, so it's good because this fact is like, was found out by a young girl right in school.
Nice.
So she was doing a little bit of history and that. And she figured out that all of the presidents, bar one, are all related of the United States.
I'm guessing the black one isn't related to all of them. Obama.
Wow.
Who do you think?
I would also probably say Obama.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, Arthur.
Hunch.
I'm guessing he's not though. Oh right,
it's Donald really? Trump.
Yeah, can we have a look? Can we fact?
To be fair, this kind of doesn't make sense as well because technically we're all related.
Yeah, I mean,
that's if
you
believe in Adam and Eve, though,
but
I do feel like when it comes to like scientific facts, I feel like believe is a bit of a
yeah.
I know that's well, technically, actually, both ways because if we all came from Adam and Eve, we're all related, and if you accept science and there's a
we're all sort of shagging,
we're all related to Luca.
Wait, what is it? I can't read that.
Who's Luca?
With the
you've never heard of Luca?
Luca.
What the fuck's Luca?
It's L-U-C-A, it's the last universal common ancestor.
The monkey.
Right, you keep coming out with this fucking, all these words.
So Luca was the last monkey before we...
No, so the universal common ancestor, like every life is... So if you get yourself and a frog in a room and trace your lineage back and back and back...
And a frog in a room. Okay, yeah.
You eventually get back to the point where there was one ancestor that you have a common ancestor.
Yeah,
because obviously everything's in a tree, right? And you eventually just get down to the
we are base trees. Of the,
no.
Yeah, no, we are. We are.
No, no, he just said everything's sure. in a tree.
We are trees. Honestly.
Actually, yeah, no, I agree.
We're trees.
So yep. the way the world works is all this stuff, all these elements.
Cells.
Mm.
No.
Oh.
All these elements come together like this and bundle up, and they made the trees, they made us, they made plants, all wildlife and all that.
Yeah.
So we are all the same compounds and elements. So when we die, you can actually get your ashes in a pot and turn it into a tree.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think that's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to be turned into a diamond though.
You're so narcissistic, mate.
Why is that?
You think you what? Because you're a fucking diamond.
Common and overrated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What? And they're not actually worth anything.
Yeah.
It's just social construct that diamonds are worth.
That is what I meant about overrated, not him personally. The diamond, that was the...
Huh? Yeah, that was what he was saying.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Debate. The overrated is in like, everyone thinks they're... Anyway.
Well, I'm just dulling it down for the viewers.
Mm.
Okay.
Because I'm a man of people.
I can't actually read what that says. What does that say?
That says...
Every president... president has ancestors from the British Isles.
You go.
Then it went silent and awkward.
No. I started talking. You might as well do it now.
Yo. It says every president has ancestors from the British Isles, with the exception of Martin Van Buren and perhaps Eisenhower.
Definitely not what you said.
I just thought it was Trump.
So has Obama got Obama. British Isles?
Yeah.
Hey, fair play, man.
Fair play to Barnes. Going back to the questions, if you remember, everyone, it was which by population is Australia's largest city? Everyone said Brisbane. It was Sydney. Where in the body are the white blood cells produced?
Bone marrow. We got that right.
Yeah.
Which band released a single Magic Bus in 1968?
Oh, and the roux.
The roux is made out of butter. And flour is just dough.
Sake.
That's not roux, that's dough.
Well, you make it as like a sauce and like it's hot.
No.
So like you melt the butter in a hot pan and then stir in the flour.
Flour until you get dissolve, like a, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Hold on, can I just make a call quickly?
Go for it.
What?
Find out really quickly and then I can say on the podcast as if you haven't looked it up.
Yeah,
what you put in a roux, so everyone's like,
yeah.
That guy can get.
Why are you making a call?
Because Nick never calls me and he's called me about 5 times.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Nick? What the fuck do you want?
You're not doing a podcast, are you?
Yeah, we're you're on loudspeaker.
Not got that twat Arthur on.
It's not really important, to be honest.
Why the fuck have you been calling me then?
Well, I wondered if, you know, we've been talking about me, you and your mum going for that curry.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you want to put that in for Friday?
That's all you were calling me for. Wait, I'm busy.
No, I just wonder because it's, you know, you're exactly because you're busy. That's why I'm trying to get through to you.
Friday, I'm not here anyway. I've told you millions of times I'm flying away.
What day is Friday? That's the 15th. You're
what
right.
What day is what Friday?
Nick, can I speak to you later about this?
Yeah, you shouldn't have picked up, to be fair. That's blame.
He's my
fuck
off.
Will.
Gaslighting you.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. Keep that in, Kwame. That's quite funny, actually.
You forgot to remind me about something. Blind people.
Blind.
So I know this is going back to what we were talking about the evolution and all that, but nothingness. Blind people, I found this out the other day, are nothing.
Are nothing?
Yeah. But
don't be so horrible.
No. So you think, what do you think blind people see?
They don't see blackness.
That's what I'm saying. They see nothingness. So what is nothingness? They see nothingness, blind people.
They don't see colour. And they don't see... I've heard...
I don't see colour. I love everyone equally.
Everyone loves... Arthur, do you see colour?
Somewhat.
Explain. What do you mean? What do you mean somewhat?
I can just tell.
Okay, brilliant. I've heard that blindness is like... closing one eye and trying to describe what you're seeing there.
No, but I can see black. Oh, no, I can't. I can see
exactly. You can't
see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird. See black.
But if I do this, I'm seeing like black.
And it's because you're pointing at Kwame, the black guy over there. Wait, I'll tell you what, mate. No. I see black over there.
No, I can see like black and red and white in my eye.
You go to the optician, mate, because that's not...
No, because the lights are going through my eyelids.
Right, sure. Anyway, what was you going to say about blindness then?
They just don't see anything.
You know what's really cool about like certain types of blindness? So obviously a lot of blindness is your eyes don't work.
Yeah.
But you can get a certain type of brain damage where your eyes still see it and feed it to parts of your brain, but the part that processes it and feeds it to your consciousness is the part that gets damaged. So you can take some blind people, drop them in a maze where like they can't, like as far as they were, can't see, push them and they'll navigate the maze without knowing why they're navigating it.
That's like a
because a part, they're like the subconscious part of their brain, like is seeing the image, even though they're not consciously aware of it.
Wait. So they can see above themselves.
Their eyes still work and their eyes are still feeding the signals to their brain, but just not the part that's aware of the conscious image.
Wait. I don't get that.
So you're just telling me that a person that can see can go through a maze. I can go through a maze.
I can walk through a maze.
Someone who like, if they were sat there and you were going like, what can you see? And they go, I'm blind. I can't see anything. They've had brain damage and they go, I can't see anything. You know, you pull out a gun or flinch at them and they don't move at all. Like they're blind.
Right.
But if it's because of this, like one specific part of the brain getting damaged, they can still like, if you sit in front of them and smile, they'll start to feel happy and not know why.
Bollocks.
It's true.
They can see.
No, I think Stevie Wonder might have that.
Who?
Stevie Wonder.
Have you seen that video? Yeah,
so that's what I'm going to say, where the cane drops and he grabs it like Spider-Man.
No, the mic.
The mic.
The mic drops. Yeah.
Stevie Wonder has brain damage.
He's in a
choir.
Does he? I suppose.
Maybe he's got that form of blindness then.
That blind brain damage.
He was doing like this singing, right? And then the camera's going past him. He's next to Beyonce or something.
Stevie Wonder has brain damage. Carry on.
And the mic starts dropping, right? He's singing along. He's doing jazz or whatever he's doing. And then he sticks out his hand and grabs it. You can look up on YouTube. And everyone's like, is he really blind?
Yeah, because people are like, Stevie Wonder's a fraud.
Type in the one about them like navigating a maze, because I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
That's like rats. Rats can navigate mazes.
Good for them, man.
Oh, water actually has memory. I actually watched a video about this and it can navigate through a maze. Oh my God, it's so sick.
I've seen the one.
Yeah.
And it shows you how like rats like travel through your water pipes and like toilets and stuff.
No, real water.
Sorry, what kind of water is in your toilet?
No, the rats.
Not like fake toilet water.
The rats and the water are different elements to this.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, so let me tell you something. So water, let's say I have a maze like this, the water always finds the best route.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it will wiggle around, it'll find the best route, and that is the route that it will flow down.
Okay.
So if you let it figure it out and then you put dye in it, you'll watch the dye figure out the maze.
Well, it's just following its path. Yeah.
And what? How is that not fucking amazing?
I think that's amazing.
Oh, wait. I'm really not understanding this. If you fill a maze with water.
No, you don't fill it.
Right. No, I don't
water
know.
Water finds the best route.
Yeah, but because it will fill it. Basically, if there's no, can I explain, please?
Yeah, I'm explaining it wrong.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just saying. I'm trying to get my point across. Right. So the maze. If you're filling the water with maize, no.
Yeah.
Sorry. If you're filling a maize with water, then it will fill up every nook and cranny. and until it finds the spot. How is that amazing? What do you mean?
Because it doesn't fill up.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't fill the whole thing. It finds the...
can we
get the water maze thing?
And we'll
watch it back at some point, but the water dyeing maze. But... I don't know.
It's awful to find.
It's just water. Water finds its way through stuff.
Here we go.
Watch this.
All right, guys.
You'll understand what I mean now.
So hopefully we could put this up on the screen for you. Kami, can we do that?
Yeah.
We could do it.
Yeah, I watched this video.
Skip past this guy yapping.
Yeah. Here we go. Right. So guys, he's filling a maze with some water.
A little bit.
This is going to be amazing if I don't know what's going on.
So watch this. Watch this. I'm watching. If you're on Spotify, maybe come to YouTube for this bit because it might be a bit boring on Spotify.
I promise this won't go on too long because...
Watch.
Most replayed, yeah.
Ready? Now he's going to put the dye in. Watch Watch the dye.
Whee!
Wait.
Whee! Finds the best route.
Oh my God. What?
How does it do that?
That is pretty cool.
And that's what I'm saying about everything just has a memory. Everything is.
Yeah, but maybe it's just like the end is sucking the water out.
No, it's not.
I think the thing at the end is still absorbing because it's just absorbed some of the blue.
Yeah, it's sucking. Okay, it's sucking.
Okay, all right, tell me how the water knows where to be absorbed then.
Because the end is the ending, right? It's sucking it, so water is flowing out the end, right? Yeah. So the water is it's just getting sucked out the end.
It's not getting sucked, it's finding flow. And then so that's the fastest route, and you see the second route it's trying to take.
Yeah.
The water's thinking, "Oh, if I can't get in the first route, where's the next quickest route?" So that's the second quickest.
Yeah, well, okay, the third.
I think that's amazing.
I think that's incredible.
It is amazing, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, okay, that's really good.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Unlucky. Sorry, mate. We didn't get
it. Working on that for the last 3 minutes. So. I enjoyed it.
Okay, role play.
Oh. Fair enough.
Just jump into that.
Oh,
right?
You're going to come back to ask me about whether I'm a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious why you're
going into role play. No, okay, we'll go to you now then. Fine, Arthur.
No, well,
are you a Christian?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I was raised Christian.
Okay,
but I'm not anymore.
So, what is everything that you believe in?
What is everything I believe in?
It's everything.
Well, I just believe
like the way of the world.
In terms of what?
Just like how do you think everything works?
I tend to just go with the scientific consensus and whatever the evidence is there for, you know?
Science doesn't know either.
Science knows there was a Big Bang. Science knows we evolved from apes.
No, that's
science.
A theory.
That's a theory.
That's
a hypothesis.
It's okay, there's a difference between a hypothesis and a theory, though, isn't there? And theories can be facts in science. So something can be a fact and still a theory, right?
What? No, because it'll be a fact. It'll cut out the theory.
You get rid of the theory.
So the fact that atoms exist is a theory. It's atomic theory. The fact that germs cause disease is germ theory of disease.
No, it ain't. That's a fact theory. Let him speak.
A theory is just what the body of information that allows you to explain what you observe. So theory is just an explanation for what you're. Yeah. So obviously theories can be improved upon. They can change. But the theory of evolution like is as close to a fact as anything else you find in science.
How can you prove that though? How did they know that?
Well, I mean, there's massive evidence in there. DNA evidence, fossil records. You can observe things in the lab. You can see germs evolving in the lab. You can.
But how do we know there's a Big Bang? It doesn't make sense. How can we see that far back? 14 billion years ago.
There's quite a few things. So like if you look out into the universe now, you can tell all the galaxies are sort of flying away from each other.
Oh yeah.
And if you reverse that, they will meet at one point.
Oh wow.
And if you go, how long at the speeds, if you reverse it all, how long does it go back? It was 13.8 billion years.
Oh, that's
and you go,
sick.
Oh, okay. So like if it took that long to explode, then like the amount of time that the universe was hot enough and cold enough to create for nuclear fusion to occur, you'd expect roughly, I think it's 4 to 1. Okay, this is going to be so boring.
No, this is way too
but
high.
So with that simple thing, you can predict things like the ratio of like helium to hydrogen in the universe. And then you look and you find that exact ratio.
And you go,
if we look at the furthest galaxies, like as far away as you can find them, you expect like a galaxy to take about the first, like what, half a billion years to form.
You'd expect.
If you look 13.4 billion light years away, you should find like a galaxy in its absolute infancy.
Sure.
And that's exactly what you see as well. So there are loads of predictions that the model makes that you look and go, that is exactly what we observe.
Sure.
Okay, but didn't they create a particle accelerator and it just doesn't work?
It doesn't work? What do you mean it doesn't work?
Like they smashed the atoms together and it didn't create a Big Bang.
Well, I hope not.
No, it didn't.
Otherwise we did.
That's what I'm saying.
So was that the intention? I mean,
I thought that was the intention.
I don't think that's what the Big Bang theory is that like two things like collided and...
But the Big Bang was two atoms, wasn't it? Smashing into each other.
No, it was a rock.
Okay, so this is what I don't get.
So the Big Bang was just a singularity. So like an infinitely dense...
But how can...
Tiny thing.
Yeah, so let's say it's this small.
Yeah.
It's as small as... My nail.
The dirt on your nail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been working hard. I've been skiing. So
I'm working hard. You wouldn't hear a labourer. I'd be like, oh, I'll be well. It's 24 hours this week.
Okay, well, so it's as big as my nail. That's pretty big for what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
How can the whole universe fit on my nail?
Just does.
It just does that yeah. seems just as unbelievable as some bloke building the universe. From
yeah,
that.
True.
It's, but the thing is that's what the evidence tells us happened.
Yeah, but just so because we can't explain it.
One of the other things, like, you know, if we were in this like really, really hot, dense state and then it all expanded, you'd expect that energy to just be like essentially stretched out. And that is exactly what you find if you point. You find cosmic microwave background radiation in every direction in the universe.
It's microwave background information.
And that's the stretched out energy from when it was like all just really hot and dense.
I don't get how it can all fit under your finger now.
Let me say something now, right? Yeah. Mm. That brings me perfectly to, you'll know this, baby, because you love science.
I know things.
So, next year, do you know what the big fucking thing's happening in science?
They're putting brain chips in people.
No,
they're putting brain chips. This is in technology. They're putting brain chips into prisoners and they'll spend a day in prison, but it'll feel like they've been in there for years.
That's
being made.
Black Mirror, isn't it? Have you seen that thing?
Why would you do
they
that?
They sort of punish them and just like, we're going to put you in an empty room for a
kill them
years.
At this point.
Yeah. No, because, well, this is the thing, right? So at the moment, the UK has a problem where like, and people like that, aren't going to jail because we've not got space. So put a chip in their head, make them think that they're in jail for ages.
Right.
But it's just one day they'll be sat there like this and then they'll come out the next day and they've been 100 years in jail.
But it's been one day though. So the people that test it are probably like prisoners. They're saying, oh yeah, put that in your head. How long have you been with this chip in your head? They'll just be like, a billion years.
It feels like. And let me out.
I've done my sentence.
Also,
maybe.
You do kind of lose the whole getting bad people off the streets with that.
Because you can put them all in a room like this and then just leave them for a day and then they'll be in prison for years.
Yeah, but then the next day, far as you're aware and society's aware, the murderer is back on the street and the nonce is back.
But they've spent technically 100 years in jail.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but society isn't protected from them.
Why not?
Because they're out on the streets the day after. Like,
they'll be reformed from that jail sentence.
Plus as well, are they not thinking when they look in the mirror, I haven't aged a bit?
They'll think about it, but then they'll know what jail's like.
I haven't aged in 50 years. That sentence,
I get the punitive side. Like, it's a terrible punishment.
Yeah,
but
the punitive side. Yeah. Punitive, yeah.
But like, if someone was like, all right, being attracted to women is big time, is not allowed, and they put you in this thing for 1,000 years or whatever, and then you woke up the next day, like, you'd still be attracted to the women.
Yeah, you
so the nonsense is still like a danger
in fact,
to society.
You would do it even harder. You've
been waiting so long. You'd be like, I haven't seen a woman in 1,000 years.
I haven't seen a woman. Give me a women. Anyway, do you want to have a guess? Because that was a long guess from Jack.
A guess at what?
Remember the 2024 thing that I was speaking about a year ago?
What's going to happen next year in terms of science?
Yeah. Do you want me to say?
Yeah, go on.
Right.
I'll have a guess first.
All right, if you want.
Goodness knows.
Goodness knows. Goodness knows.
That's we'll live in the metaverse permanently.
No, wrong. So, what they're doing, I saw this thing on Joe Rogan. I'm just stealing his fucking... No, so what they're going to do is they're going to get an Indian elephant, right?
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to put it in Siberia or Serbia. Serbia, I think.
Right.
And then it doesn't really matter. It's just somewhere cold, right?
Okay.
And then they're going to get an embryo. They're going to make this embryo in a lab of a mammoth DNA and they're going to pop it in this Indian's pussy.
Oh.
And then it's going to be... and it's going to be
Indian
forming.
Elephants.
Yeah. No. It's going to be forming for 22 months.
Whoa. Are you saying they're going to put the Indian elephant into an Indian woman?
Oh, that would be cool. No.
They're putting the mammoth egg in an elephant.
That's what I said. Yeah. An elephant. Indian
he did say no to that for some reason. No.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Oh, well, I'm stupid then. So they're going to get an Indian elephant and put this embryo of a mammoth into this Indian elephant. 22 months, a mammoth is going to pop out and it's going to be a genuine elephant, a mammoth. Genuine mammoth.
It wouldn't be a mammoth. It'd be an Indian elephant mammoth.
It's not. No, it's not. Because they're using the Indian elephant's pussy to gentrify it. To make it, basically. To birth it.
No, because
it's a home. Gestate, is that the one?
Gestate, that's the one, yeah.
Gentrify. No, that doesn't make any sense, though, Carl. Carl, that doesn't make any sense, because where are they getting the mammoth embryo?
A DNA.
I think they've got mammoth DNA.
They've got
the genome.
You need to stop
sequence
this.
Sequence of the genome.
You sound like the most nerdiest bloke.
They've got the sequence of the genome.
They've got the sequence of the
That's
genome.
That's all you need, isn't it?
No, that's true.
What genome secrets are there?
DNA.
What do you mean? Yeah, so your your entire genetic makeup is your genome.
Get that.
So if you sequence it, like, you know, your DNA is just a bunch of letters.
Yeah.
There's four letters in a different order.
Near enough, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Essentially. They're amino acids, but they're represented by letters. So you can almost like spell out a genome.
Exactly. Yeah, you get it? You understand. No, good. So that's how they're going to put this embryo.
Once they've got all the genetic information, they can make that.
So we can make dinosaurs.
Yeah.
If we've got a full genome for
dinosaurs.
But mammoths were around a lot more recently than dinosaurs were.
Mammoths are just hairy elephants. What? Yeah. Who cares?
True, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but a bit boring. Bring back something more
fun.
Bring
back a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Jinx. Mammoths were around in the pyramid times, people, when they were being built.
Nice. That's probably how they got the really heavy rocks up onto the top of the...
Load it onto a mammoth.
Yeah.
Train. I saw Stonehenge the other day and I wasn't that impressed, going to be honest.
No, I've driven past it. It's a bit mid.
Looks shit.
Yeah. I'd say it's...
And they probably just like... I don't know, got some cows to move the stones. They're not that heavy.
Maybe.
Like, no.
There's a dude that made a video of it just using a lever, wooden lever.
There you go.
And lifting heavy rocks.
Yeah. Bollocks. This annoys me about people these days because everyone says like, oh, we wouldn't be able to do that now. We have, we're in a skyscraper basically right now.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's a building on one floor.
Okay, you can look outside and there's a skyscraper. We're in London.
True. It's big.
Like, they are not building skyscrapers. They just built a shitty brick thing.
We could build a pyramid.
We could easily build a pyramid.
Yeah, we build much more impressive.
Yeah. We got an iPhone or Samsung for him.
That's right. I've got a brand
new. You ever seen the sort of like how they build the skyscrapers out in the desert? Because obviously the sand moves around a lot more.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really cool.
Friction. Dig down.
Yeah, friction. With the friction. Yeah.
Explain.
Well, explain.
I honestly, this is not my forte. You've probably seen the same TikTok as me.
This is my forte. So what they do is they use friction.
How did they use the
hydrogen? How did they use
it? You said it was your forte.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking about the forte quick. Oh my God. I watched the whole documentary.
It was something. Yeah. You watched, I'm sure it was a TikTok.
No. Yeah, but that's a documentary to him, man. A minute TikTok is his documentary.
It was over a minute long, so it's a documentary.
No, that would have come from the documentary.
It was really clever, though.
The Burj Al Arif.
Al Aqif.
Al Aqif, or whatever it is.
Yeah, Burj Al Arab, maybe.
Burj Al Arab, the big Burj thing.
Burj Khalifa, the biggest one.
Khalifa. No, that's...
Burj Al Arab is the hotel.
Yeah.
I think.
The huge one. So they basically, because the sand's always moving... They did something with friction underneath and it's literally being held up. I think they put just like little stumps in the sand.
Yep.
But because there's so much sand, it won't like allow the stumps to move because of friction.
Bollocks.
Okay, let's go on to these Christmas questions because it's Christmassy and all that.
Yeah, so now Christmas is over and done with, guys. We're going to ask Arthur, what is the worst Christmas present you've ever received?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm. What about this Christmas? 3 days ago.
You know what? I grew up as a kid. I was such a little twat growing up. Oh, I think like I always had like an exact idea of what I would like. And if it wasn't like exactly what I wanted, like I wouldn't throw a tantrum and stuff, but like it would like upset me.
What would you want?
Go on.
So like one time I wanted a skateboard. I was big into skate. Like in Jersey, there's really not much other than drink or do board sports. So I grew up a little skateboarder and then my dad bought me one, but it was like a really gothic emo, like skull blood.
And you weren't great.
And I wasn't that type of, and I was like, oh, it's so cool. And he was like, come on, go outside and skate with it. And I was like, oh.
You know, you really realize he's got nine kids to buy for.
I know.
And you're worrying about a goth.
His dad doesn't pay tax because he lives in Jersey.
Fucking bastard.
True. Come on.
Do you pay tax?
Tax haven. Hey, no comment, man.
Oh, yeah. Don't get him fucked.
So yours is a skateboard. I've got a good one.
That's bad. Yeah. What have you guys got? I don't think I've ever got, not to say I wasn't appreciative, but like I never
sounds
particularly.
Like you weren't appreciative.
Yeah. Sounds a bit like you weren't that appreciative.
What's yours, Jack? I got one.
Okay.
My dad got me.
What the hell?
Well, we would say to him, look, you just give us money every year.
Mm.
Change it up, boy. Give us something.
Oh, that would have been my dream.
Child support. You would have got child support.
No, this is like 2 years ago I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you would have got child support.
I'm 26. I haven't got a kid. What do you mean?
You were a kid.
Not 2 years ago.
But when you were a kid.
I don't know. It's irrelevant. Leave me alone. Okay. So anyway, about 2 years ago, I said to him, you just give us money for Christmas. Can you give us something? Because it's cop out, isn't it? Anyway, and then he gives a big bag, and one of the items was an oil draining kit for my car that I would never, ever use. And he just went to the shelves and just picked out every random thing from TK Maxx. As TK the dad's,
to be
dad's
fair,
dream.
Did you have one?
No. Well, I've still not used it, though, and I don't need it. Because I go to the garage like everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, but you should check your oil levels.
I do.
Maybe
check
he's
my
telling
oil
you
levels,
to man
dad.
Up and like do your own thing, you know? Maybe he's like, stop going to the
Fuck
garage.
Him.
Is he one of those types of fathers where he's like, be a man, you know? Eat, cook your own meat and fuck your wife and that type of stuff.
He does say that regularly, yeah. No, he doesn't really say much to me about that. I haven't spoken to him for a while, actually. Mm. About 6 months.
Oh. Does he... Mind.
Right, okay, your turn.
I got a garden thermometer.
Right.
Wow.
From who? Christmas present. I won't disclose who. But I told this person that... well, I didn't even tell them. I think my parents told them. Because when I was younger, my parents gave me a tiny patch of garden where I could just... I used to collect snow worms.
Some land.
And dig them graves. And I used to put the slow worms in the graves. And they told...
Alive?
No, they were dead.
What's a snow worm?
Slow worm.
Oh, right. It's like well, just snake. A worm.
No, it's a snake.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. English garden.
How many of these snakes did you have?
This is the thing. I don't see them anymore. But back in the day, they were thriving.
Were they?
They might be. Are slow worms extinct?
Could be. They might. Anyway, so you got a thermometer.
And then, yeah. So my parents said, oh, he's got this little patch of garden. And they got me a garden thermometer. And I was like, oh, and then another year. This is a pretty dead present. They're not extinct. Okay. Yeah. And then another year, I got a gift, and it was a little packet, and it was just a seed, and it said Jack and the Beanstalk.
Dead joke.
So
no, that's kind of cute. Grow your own. I'm
but
a fan
if you
of
think
your own
about
stuff.
It outside the box, it is just a shitty seed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, someone else was called Jack and they had a beanstalk. Doesn't mean you get me a fucking seed.
How well, dead is that's that? The worst. Yeah, okay. Okay, what's the best Christmas present you've ever received?
Oh, definitely. So growing up with these years of just being like, oh, I want, you know, I'd like this for Christmas and getting something, but not quite. I brought my phone and probably my first ever vlog when I was like 12 years old on this shit old Nokia. Mm. And I was like, I want this surfboard. And I was like,
surfboard?
I was pretty young and it had like flames on it. And I thought it was like the coolest thing ever.
Hold on. You just slagged off flames on skateboards.
No, he slagged off goths. He hates goths.
Yeah, it was the skull and the blood.
Oh, you
the
don't
flames?
Like skull and blood.
You like probably flames. Should have... Well, there were different eras as well, because I ended up getting it and I thought it was like the sickest thing ever. Like, I got the exact one I wanted, loved it for like a couple of years. And then I was growing up and obviously I was like, you know, you can't just buy a new surfboard every time you go through a new era. It's like quite expensive. And I was like, this is the lamest shit ever. Like, I'm surfing along and there's like flames on my board.
Complete
and I'm
opposite like, to water, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
Flames.
Yeah.
So, quite okay, that's the best one. So
yeah, that was a great present.
I'd say my best present ever. I don't know if I've had any good presents.
I'll tell you one.
What? Well, yeah, you got me. You've never got me a present.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Probably.
No, you've not.
I don't know. Yeah, I did. I got you that vape.
Did you guys know each other well this time last year? Yeah. Have you guys been friends for a while?
Oh, yeah. We've been friends for how long now?
Like 3 years.
Mm. 3 years now. Now close. Yeah. Come on. Go on holiday together and everything.
Mm. Although no, I'm going on holiday. He's not.
Yeah. Oh. I'm actually in Bali right now.
Oh, you're not?
No, I am.
Oh.
Last episode, we were in Dubai. Not we, I was.
I
was
in Italy. I think I might be going to Bali. Probably not though.
I wish you'd be. If Jack's in Bali, you message him now and be like, get to Bali. Because I'm in Bali right now. It's 28th of December, right? Mm-hmm. Irrelevant to you and your life, Arthur. But you can come if you like. If you want. I was going to say, a present it's actually... One that my ex got me, actually, oh. Right? No, let me just explain first. This is the best present. If any of you, I know Christmas is gone now, I should have said this before.
Next year.
Next year, or your birthday, an electric blanket.
Oh my goodness, they're a game changer. Yeah.
Have you got one?
My girlfriend's mum and dad bought me one last year.
They're unbelievable, aren't they?
That's so good.
You can turn it, you can come in from a night out, not a night out, but anything, turn it on, go downstairs, get some water, go back in bed, and you are the coziest little snug.
Yeah, it only works in winter though. In summer, like you don't want to get into a hot bed.
Get a cold blanket.
I've seen them, but they're I don't know if they...
Miniminter promoted one of them.
Really?
It was like an air...
They are like a grand or two. I feel like it's a lot of money for just...
Apparently they leak.
Have you seen waterbeds? I've always wanted a waterbed.
My mum had one.
Yeah, I thought they were cool growing up.
Yes, she did.
You ever seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
He had one and I was like, that's cool.
Oh, did he?
And he sliced it up.
No, that's obvious. The idiot. Noise. Obvious. My mum did have one and it does make noise.
How would you know?
I heard it.
What?
It goes...
Are you sure that was the bed?
Okay. It's a noisy bed. It's a noisy bed.
Okay. Best Christmas present.
We're over this question now. You haven't got,
I don't even know.
You've already said electric blanket. All right, just go with mine.
My favourite ever.
Oh, it's good.
I liked it though. If Annabelle's mum and dad are watching,
well done. Favorite last question.
I've also got something after this for the game. Sorry. I've got something for the game.
Oh, actually, we better play the game.
No, I've got something really good before we play the game.
All right. Favorite Christmas songs / films, comedy specials? We'll discuss. Just what's your favorite song? Christmas song.
My favorite Christmas song.
Or film.
I'm trying to think if there's any like niche ones where I'm like, oh, my family watch this at Christmas.
Michael Bublé.
No, he's a bit vanilla, bit boring.
I wouldn't like to meet him either.
Big fan of the classics. Oh, you know what? Nat King Cole. Yeah, as well. This is weird because I'm obviously not a religious, but I do love a good Christmas carol. And Oh Holy Night by Nat King Cole is probably my favourite one.
Yeah, they're all religious. They talk about like Jesus.
Mm.
Nat King Cole, how does that go?
So he's a black man.
Did you have to wait at me? I'm not even, according to Twitter, I'm not even black, so
I don't know why I did that, really. Just panicked.
Black man. Yeah. How do I bring this up without being awkward?
Yeah,
made it way more.
I want to do it with a smile on my face, like, yeah.
We like you.
Who's we?
A lot of people a lot of people don't like saying the word black to describe people. Like if Kwame came in and I went, oh, he's black. People like a white person would be like, if I said to you, oh, what color is
I swear that's a fine thing.
It is fine. Yeah. It's completely fine. And I don't get it when people be like, oh, I can't say he's black. You know what I mean? Anyway, carry on. Your favorite song.
Oh, yeah. Nat King Cole. Have you never heard Nat King Cole? He's got a very
sing
old.
Sing it quickly.
Well, it's just a normal Christmas carol. So I'd just be singing a Christmas carol. But it's the Oh Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
I don't want to come around yours for Christmas ever. So that's his favourite song.
What's your favourite?
In Dolce Jubilo.
That's for...
That is the most Tory thing ever.
Do you know? No.
It's like Feliz Navidad.
No. It goes...
Oh, I know.
It's the guys.
I know that one. That was very good. That was good.
Thanks. It was really good. Type that in, guys, at home, and you'll come.
Yeah.
No, my favorite Christmas song. It's either. Yeah, I really like because it's like joyful when it's like. I don't like that homophobic bit if it's homophobic, but I like Whitney Houston.
I Will Always Love You.
It's not a Christmas song. No, it's just a song.
She, how does it go?
No,
she posted
that's Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. No, it's
I've lost all.
She just did that thing where it was like, it's time.
You've made that up.
No, I haven't.
You've made that up.
No, I haven't. Right. Whitney Houston.
I didn't know you could sing like that. Do it again.
Hold on. Wait, let me find that first note. Oh, it doesn't work if I do it loud.
Let him find it. It's time.
Good.
Oh. It sounds like you're about to do the, it's time, my heart is numb, there's no feeling.
That's not.
So I'm still healing.
No,
I want to do something quick.
What do you want to do quick?
It's really good and fun.
Okay.
Same. We could even do this as a game and we'll save that other thing. Because trust me, this is
all right, fine.
So I saw a clip of Nella, Harry Panero, and was it Philly?
Probably.
I think something like that.
Yeah.
But one of them basically says,
what would happen if you rang Chunks right now and just asked him for like $5,000?
I saw that, yeah.
And he calls him up and he's like, oh, mate, I really need some help. Do you reckon you could send me $5,000? And he's like, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm it's wondering, mad. Do you think you can ask your friend? Because I feel like if I rang my friend up and said, oh, can I borrow a tenner? They would all say no.
Everyone knows we're doing a podcast right now. Well, probably our friends will put a story up.
No, they don't. That yours don't.
Yours
mine
don't.
Probably don't.
There we do it.
Do you reckon, who could you call that you think would
George Clarkey.
Do you think no.
He won't fucking lend like... you anything, mate. I'm joking. He might do. Would he? Would he lend you $5,000, for George?
No, probably not. I would imagine...
No, but you don't have to... Yeah, but no
I would imagine like Chris or Chip probably would.
Chip
maybe
knows
Harry.
Do Chris.
Huh? Chip knows we're all here, so do you reckon Chris would? If you rang
him,
let's not say $5,000, because is Chris,
a lot.
Chris is probably...
Say your bank account's been frozen because there's been some suspicious activity, and then...
Are you actually going to make me do this?
Yes, yeah. And then
I'll do it
if
as well.
He says anything personal and he's like...
We'll cut it.
If he's just like, oh, by the way, like, how's your dead dog or something?
Yeah. Your dog died?
No. What? Oh.
What?
Because you just said it. I just assumed the things you say
are real.
Yeah.
What a silly assumption.
So how much are we going to ask for from Chris M.
500 quid so I can fly home to Jersey and
say 1,200 quid.
Yeah, say
1,200.
Have you spoken to him today?
No.
Okay, so does he know whether you're flying back to Jersey or not?
Not yet.
So could you be like, oh, I'm at the airport, but like... You haven't brought your bank card?
He knows I'm going to New York on Thursday.
Okay, say something about New York.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how can you make this real?
Say your bank has just been suspended for some reason. Just be like, it says I've got a transaction that's come out because obviously I just paid for a really Christmas present for Flo or whatever.
But you've got to try and get to New York somehow.
Fuck.
So you need 500 quid.
Make it believable. Everyone shut up.
This is a friendship test.
Friendship. Chris MD is about to go through the friendship test.
I'll do it. We could do it after for like 50 quid because our mates are...
So what am I saying? I'm going to New York. My bank is frozen. I need 500 quid to...
Yeah. And say you've already... I'll
pay for the hotel maybe. Like payment for the hotel is due and I literally won't be able to check in unless I pay.
Yeah. And it's £1,200.
£1,200. How much do you think he
would? No, do 1,200. It's good. Come
I don't
on.
Think.
Just and I'm saying borrow, like I'll pay it back.
Yeah. So, well, don't even mention that. Just say that for now.
I'm not going to ask him for a handout because he wouldn't give me a fiver.
All right, fine. Yeah, say yours. Yeah. Put it loudspeaker. Put it to the mic.
Hello, mate. I've got I'm in a bit of a tough situation. I was wondering if you could help me. Are you busy right now?
We're like getting a video out at like 7, so in the final like couple of hours of working.
Fair. This won't take too long. I
can give you like a minute.
Okay, yeah, it won't take longer than a minute. I'm going to New York with the boys on Thursday.
No, for sure.
Oh.
With Chip and that.
Yeah, with Chip and Theo and them. Essentially, I need to pay for the hotel, but I've literally just had some stupid automatic like HMRC thing come out, and it's literally just left me on straight up zero or not far off.
Yeah, do you need a loan?
Yes, can I please possibly have a short-term loan?
Yeah, of course, that's absolutely fine.
Oh, thank you, mate. I appreciate it. It's like 1,200 quid. Okay, thank you.
With you personally.
Sorry, you're breaking up. What was that?
He's gone.
Hello? The signal's going. I'm on one bar. Hello?
Yeah, I think I'm
on
one
bar.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, I'm sorry to do that. Oh, he's gone.
He just blocked him.
I know. The just signal's not great in here.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
done it.
I'll send him a voice note and just be like, you can voice note me back. But oh, fair. He was just
what
like,
what a legend.
Do you like, loan? Go on then.
Chris Fantastic. MD.
Oh, what a boy.
Well done, Chris.
Well done, Chris.
Shout out, Chris. What
do
a guy.
Do you have a friend that would lend you 100 quid?
I die. Let's have a look.
So we need to think of something believable for Cole.
Owen is very...
So who's Owen?
Oh, shit. He knows him.
Michael Owen.
Michael Owen, my friend from darts. Well, no, he's from he's from school. One of my closest friends.
Actually, how long have you known Chris?
Since like year seven, since we were like, 14?
You knew him before YouTube?
Yeah, long before.
Oh, what? How?
I went to school with him. We were in the same set for like science, maths. And then I used to play, you know, I used to do those like my Sunday league videos. Mm. I was like the right winger striker in those videos. What? So I used to play, I was in St. John's FC. So as men, yeah, we grew up.
Long time.
His dad was my football coach, all that kind of stuff.
So did you start YouTube because like your mates were doing it?
Kind of. Like when I went to uni and I was like, oh, I need some extra money. Chris was like supposed to go to veterinary school and was like, actually, I'm just going to keep doing YouTube because I'm earning enough to live on. And we were like, what the fuck? Like it was at the time when like you didn't have rich influencer YouTubers. Right. And I was like, what the hell? Like you're making money from YouTube. And he was like, yeah. And we were like, oh, fair play. And then like in my final year of uni, I moved to London and I was like, shit, so expensive here. I need to do something to earn more money. Saw that guy doing like a mil views a video, making putting memes up. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try this.
And then look.
So I'm going to do the friendship test with my good friend, hopefully, Isaac HP. He's got money. He's got a bit of money. He does cameo and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say to him that I'm just trying to buy my girlfriend a laptop for Christmas. And I need it to come before we go on holiday.
You need to mention that no one else is picking up the phone.
Yeah, but I've lost my bank card. Should I say that?
He'll believe that. Yeah.
Okay. Or my bank account's been closed.
Sure.
All right, ready?
Lost it.
Hello.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, good, man. Say again.
Were you okay when I called you?
What? Say again.
Were you on the train when I called you?
Yeah. I'm just coming back now. Mate, do you reckon you could do me a massive favour?
Yeah. What is the favour?
I know it's quite a big ask. But basically, you know, we're going away this Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm ordering Annabelle a laptop for Christmas, right? And it's 1,100. Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
But I've lost my bank card. And I kind of need to get it before we go away so it comes in time.
Wait, say that again. You cut out.
So I'm buying Annabelle a laptop and it's 1,100, but I've lost my bank card, but I kind of need to get it before we go away. So I tried ringing Cohen that, but he's not picking up. Would you be able to do me a little loan?
Yeah, I can.
Are you down for that?
Yep.
Say again.
Yeah, I can.
You're down for that?
I think so. Will it affect my tax?
Would it affect my tax? What do you mean?
Like, because you have to pay me back? How does that work?
No, it wouldn't affect your tax.
No?
Yeah. All right, well...
Just tell my accountant that, like, you sent
$1,000. Yeah.
You sent it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Isaac...
Have you ever had to do that before in some sort of tax thing? Right.
Just saying. Isaac, we're doing a segment on the podcast. We're seeing if our boys would lend us money. We're doing a friendship test.
Oh, shit.
Well done, Isaac.
Well done, Isaac.
Yeah.
Well done, boy.
I would have sent you $1,000.
Well done, lad. As long as HMRC don't hear about it. Right.
Oh,
cheers for that, lad.
Wow. Oh, the TV's gone off, Jack.
See you in a bit.
Have fun,
bye. We've got good mates.
Come on.
You got good mates.
He proper Joker laughed when he was like, HMRC not finding... That guy does not pay full tax.
I know. I'll try my mate one more time if he doesn't, and that's the end of the pod, but let's have a go. Usually always answers.
That'd be quite a funny end. It just cuts there. This guy hates me.
He usually always answers as well. Annoying. Should I try Nick?
Ring Nick. Ring Nick. He'll answer.
Ring, ring.
Say we've finished with the podcast now.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Nick will.
You think he'll give you much?
You're all right, mate.
You're all right, mate. I'm done with the podcast now.
I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right. That's all right, mate. But I have got...
Oh, you're on loudspeaker, by the way, Bridget.
Say it again. Oh, you're on loudspeaker. I'm on loudspeaker. Yeah, that's right. Basically,
Hi, Cole, how are you doing?
Hi, Bridget. How's it going?
Yeah, fine. Thank you.
I've just got...
Thank you.
Say it again.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, when are you off to Dubai?
Well, that's I'm off Friday, but that's why I've called Nick.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's basically Nick.
Really?
Nick.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, I've just booked my my hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like they need the money to sort of cover it, yeah. But I've lost my bank card. And I don't have the numbers. I was wondering if you could lend me some cash, and then I'll obviously pay you back.
How much do you need?
It's 1,800.
Oh, what do you reckon, Bridget?
I think that's a bit tricky.
You're quite expensive place, haven't you, mate? There are no hostels in Dubai.
I think that, I don't know.
Well, I don't normally do it, but for you, I will.
Aww, you sure?
Yeah, I know that money is a bit tight for you at the moment.
Brilliant. Well, Nick, we're just on the
podcast. Have you actually booked a hotel?
Yeah, we have, but you're just on the podcast. I was seeing if my friends would lend me some money.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who are you called? Yeah, huh?
Who else have you called?
Just you. Owen didn't answer as well. But well done, Nick.
Well done, Nick.
You passed. Well done.
What do I win?
Nothing.
1,800.
If that'd be me, Carl, I'd say no, sorry.
I know you bloody would. Jesus Christ, Bridge. No. Jesus. Oh, well.
I tell you what my next question was.
Go on.
How can you definitely be sure that that's Cole on the phone?
Well, yeah, that's true.
AI, got you.
That's
smart.
Actually true. That's very Bridge, smart. God. That's very good.
I know.
Fair enough.
And when Nick was away, did you ask me to do something? And I said, you have to actually phone
bye, me. Bitch! Joking, I muted it. Oh! I muted it. I
imagine. Oh, dear.
Sorry?
And, pardon?
No, carry on.
Yeah, I think we're in Thailand or Vietnam. I can't remember, one of those.
Where are we?
And I had to, get money. I had to
do something with you.
Send some money, and Bridget made me call her face to face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's very...
Somebody holding him hostage.
That's very true, Bridget. That's very true.
Five-man okay, podcast.
There you go. Well, thank you very much, Bridget and Nick. I'll speak...
to you on stage on this podcast.
Oh, well, does that mean we're actually kind of going out to people that are listening?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say to the masses, Mum?
No. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone. All right. I'll speak to you soon, Nick and Bridget.
Yeah, crack on, mate.
Bye. Yeah, bye-bye. Wow, there we go. We've all got good friends.
Not sure that yapping was worth 1,800 quid.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ. I wish I never asked.
Well done. So we've all got good mates.
Yeah, we've all got very good mates.
Come on.
So that...
He just had to one-up us for the 1,800, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Twat.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Nick's... He's not...
No, he's good. He's not stroke. He's
strokey.
He's broken. Yeah.
No. Oh my God.
He doesn't earn a lot actually. He learns a lot less than Chris and
Isaac. Whoever,
yeah, Isaac. But there you go.
You've had your Santa hat the wrong way around this whole episode.
Well, you decided to tell me now.
I just moved it.
Oh, it's inside out.
It's inside out. You got the label on.
Have I?
And the stitching on the top. Yeah. It looks like a bad wig.
Say, why have you not said anything?
I didn't notice.
Right, anyway, that's the end of the episode, everyone.
It is.
Thank
Alpha,
you so much.
You want to plug all your stuff? What have you got going on?
Thanks for having me, guys. Sorry, not much. Nice. Go check out at Arthur TV.
Not Link, much.
Linked in the bio. Check out all his socials. And all.
Merry Christmas and have a good new year.
Yeah, happy new year, everyone.
Yeah, happy new year. Yeah,
wish us happy new year on Instagram as well.
Oh, if you've got this far, comment happy new year, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Simple. And say Arthur doesn't look 27.
Yes.
It's mad.
So we know you've got this far.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, they might comment that anyway when they get to the 27.
Oh, yeah.
But still, just it doesn't matter. Love you lots. Like it. Like the video, please. And, 5-star in that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.